أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونجيناه ولوطا إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama, respected Hufad, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, we have witnessed an unprecedented turn of events in Syria and in Sham. Resistant forces led by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, the HTS, launched an offensive capturing key areas over a period of 11 days, which led to the ultimate fall of Bashar al-Assad's government. The President Bashar al-Assad inherited power in the year 2000, continuing his family's repressive regime. His rule has been marked by severe human rights abuses, including the infamous use of detention centers and torture. Prisons such as Sidnaya became symbols of terror, where thousands were reportedly executed or died under horrific conditions. Historians have written, observers have written, journalists have documented that what he has done in terms of his persecution and his oppression is mind-boggling. What the US had done in 20 years in Kabul and in Afghanistan is nothing to compare what the Shia Assad has done to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah in Syria. 4-year-olds were questioned in the dungeons of Sidnaya. 4-year-olds were questioned, which limb of the body would you like to be cut off first? Which limb of your body would you like to be cut off first? People who were released from those prisons were not even aware that his father had died. People who were released from those dungeons were upon kilometers, the entrances of those dungeons could not be found. Nevertheless, since 2011, he has relied on violent crackdowns to suppress dissent during the civil war. The only difference between a non-Muslim and the enemy of Islam, when he does persecution and oppression, he does it for the hate of Islam. He does it for the enmity of a believer, for the enmity of a Muslim. A Shia, when he persecutes the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, he does it as an ibadat and as a form of worship. Therefore, for him, the greater the persecution, the greater the crime, the greater the atrocity, the greater the reward for him. Allahumma ahfadhana, Allah save us, Allah protect us. The brutality of the Assad regime was illustrated in stark detail on Sunday, as Syrians began freeing people from the regime's network of political prisoners. More than 13 million people fled their homes in this war. 7 million of them were displaced within the country, 6 million abroad, scattered throughout Turkey, other parts of the Middle East and beyond. There is undoubtedly justified optimism in Syria after the overthrow of the brutal dictatorship of Assad. As a result rebels swept through Damascus. Triumphant gunfire reverberated around the streets as people wrapped themselves in the flag of the Syrian opposition and toppled statues of the former ruler. However, my respected elders and friends, the overthrow of Assad's regime with hardly any resistance from the army raises serious questions about the legitimacy of this group. Allow me to explain. One possible reason for the overthrow of the regime, which was met with very little resistance, was that perhaps the HTS had appeared to have capitalized on Syria's backers being distracted elsewhere. For example, the Russian in Ukraine and in Iran. In Lebanon, we know what is happening. We know what is happening in Hezbollah at the moment in Iraq. So perhaps they use this as an opportunity. So what happened surprised the whole world. And we are no exception, said Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov on Monday. He said, why it happened, we don't know. Do we have the cause to celebrate the overthrow of a dictator? The overthrow of Assad's regime has led to concerns. I'll give you three concerns that would come out from this. Number one, political uncertainty. Assad's brutality has been replaced with political uncertainty. The Arab Spring, whenever it took place in an ideological vacuum. The first burst of energy brought down the regimes. They lack structure or plans for the future. In the power vacuum, masses rose up while surviving autocrats clamped down. And the aftermath of the Arab Spring is evident in Libya, it is evident in Syria, it is evident in Egypt, it is evident in Iraq. Will this produce a different outcome? Will this spring produce a different outcome from the civil strife that has defined the Arab Spring? Only Allah knows, and only time will tell. The second concern is the ISIS ideology. The rebels are led by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, the HTS, and it is a group that grew from an Al-Qaeda affiliate. When Syria's vicious war erupted in 2011, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of the Islamic State of Iraq, that is ISIS, he sent the same Jawlani to Syria to establish the Al-Nusra Front, which was a branch of Al-Qaeda. Jawlani eventually broke ties with Al-Qaeda in 2017, and rebranded his organization as Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, a group which is known as HTS. Is this going to replay the same of the ISIS ideology? Or has he reinvented himself, renouncing international extremism and instead focusing on creating an Islamic Republic in Syria? Only Allah knows, and time will tell. My respected elders and friends, there are three possible scenarios for what had happened. Number one, this was a well-planned and coordinated resistance which was led by HTS. We should give them credit, and we should not attempt to downplay the victory by ascribing it to outside forces. Jawlani addressed the Syrians from the Umayyad Masjid. He said, this victory, my brothers, is a victory for the entire Islamic nation. This new triumph, my brothers, marks the new chapter in the history of this region. Those who argue in favor of this say we should not give credence to conspiracy theories, whilst which downplays the significance of the liberation of Syria. Number two, this resistance movement is financed and backed by Turkey. The Syrian National Army, which is called the SNA, which despite its name is wholly a Turkish-owned entity. And the Turkish-backed militia have an interest in creating a buffer zone near the Turkish border to keep away the Kurdish militants, Ankara has for years supported Syrian opposition forces looking to oust Iran and the Russian-backed Assad. Number three, this is a ploy by the USA to take control of Syria and ensure the safety of Israel. This is a ploy by the United States to take control of Syria and ensure the safety of Israel. This is an extension of the ISIS that was created by the CIA. Israel has effectively used the HTS to neutralize threats. Israel conducted more than 350 airstrikes in Syria in this past 11 days and hit 15 naval vessels in this past 1 week. What has happened? It has effectively eliminated the Syrian Navy. According to the Israeli Defense Force, targets included missiles, fighters, jet fighters, radar, anti-craft batteries, military artificials, weapons manufacturing sites. The IDF had said in a statement that the strikes were aimed at preventing Syrian armies from falling into the wrong hands. Israel has taken in the past week alone, Israel has taken land in Syria up to twice the size of Gaza and are within 30 miles of Damascus. Yet the HTS has not fired a single shot towards Israel. Is this rather in line with the greater expansion of Israel? Only Allah knows, and time will tell. My respected elders and friends, despite whatever scenarios that I have placed before you in terms of the political thing that might outplay in the future, me and you know that Sham is part of the Muslim identity. That is my point I'm making today. The different political scenarios that I gave you, only Allah knows whether that will play out or it will not play out. Whose hand in it? Only Allah knows. Who's got an ulterior motive? Only Allah knows. But definitely Sham is part of the Muslim identity. The greater part of Sham, that is the Levant, including Syria, Lebanon, Jordan and Palestine, has a distinctive significance in Islam. It has a distinctive significance in Islam. It is narrated in a hadith. Before that, the Quran mentions, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We rescued him and Lut towards the land, towards the blessed lands of the world. That is, the Mufassirin write, that we delivered Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam from the land of Iraq where Namrud ruled, and we send them to the blessed and the peaceful land of Syria where our bounties were in abundance, not only for the locals but also for the people of the world. Syrian land abounds both inwards and outwards bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inward bounties in the sense that many anbiya were born in this land, many prophets were born in this land, and outward bounty in the sense that it has a moderate climate and is full of natural beauty and greenery, springs and streams all around, and sustains a large variety of vegetation, fruits and flowers. Sham is home to places like Masjid al-Aqsa, and the earliest masjid of it is also home to great Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and great Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Abu Talib radiyallahu anhu narrates that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that the Abdal will be in Sham. The Abdal will be in Sham. They are 40 men. Whenever one of them passes away, Allah replaces him with another. It is through their du'as that water will come through rain. It is through their du'as that enemies will be defeated and punishment will be withheld from the people of Sham. The linguistic translation of Abdal is substitutes. The scholars of Hadith hold varying opinions on their existence and whether their number is limited to 40 or not. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows. It is the ascending point of Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wa salam. It is the assembling point of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In a hadith that is mentioned by Abdullah ibn Hawala, the Nabi of Allah said, it will turn out that you will be armed troops, one in Sham, one in Yemen, and one in Iraq. Ibn Hawala said, in adraktu dhalika, then O Nabi of Allah, choose for me. The Messenger of Allah said, alayka bisham. Alayka bisham. If I reach that time, O Messenger of Allah, choose for me. The Nabi of Allah said, go to Sham. Why you should go to Sham? For it is Allah's chosen land to which His best servants will be gathered. A narration that is mentioned in Abu Dawood. The people of Sham will serve as the barometer for the goodness of humanity. Subhanallah. The hadith mentions that the people of Sham will serve as a barometer for human goodness. إِذَا فَسَدَ أَهْلَ الشَّامِ فَلَا خَيْرَ فِيكُمْ. That Muawiyah bin Qurra narrated from his father, the Messenger of Allah, said that when the inhabitants of Sham become corrupt, then there is no good in it for you. So they will be used as a barometer for goodness. In conclusion, my respected elders and friends, the collapse of a despot, the collapse of a brutal dictator is certainly most welcome. The release of thousands of political prisoners is beyond belief. The air of expectancy is encouraging. The fear that global despots will not allow Muslim masses in Syria to chalk out their own future is real. We must, however, not forget that nothing happens without the permission of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Nothing happens without the permission of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Allah is in control. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُوا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. If Allah had willed, they would not have fought against each other, but Allah does what Allah intends. These events that are outplaying in the world today, they do not happen in isolation. They are a part of the greater plan of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Every event that takes place does not take place in isolation, but rather they are a part of the greater plan of Allah Rabbul Alameen. We make dua that whatever Allah has planned for this ummah, be it in the lands of Sham, be it in the lands of Afghanistan, be it in the lands of Sudan, be it in the lands of Palestine, Allah bring goodness upon those lands. And may Allah make the flags of Islam rise once again. And may Allah create unity and love in this ummah, that this ummah will drive the force of Amr bin Ma'ruf, the force of goodness and the prevention from evil. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, after the remainder of the fard and the sunnah salah, inshallah, there will be a nikah that will be taking place, inshallah, as well as after Asr, there will be a nikah taking place. Tomorrow, there will also be a nikah taking place. Lots of nikahs taking place, my brothers. Lots of nikahs taking place. One of my students, he messaged me last night. He said, Molana, so many nikahs taking place in our town. I don't know, he gave me some 32 or 33 nikahs that took place this year. So I told him, okay, my brother, are you prepared to do the next one? He said, are you prepared to do the next one? He's married. So I asked him, are you prepared? You join the queue? He said, Molana, I can't talk. I'm sitting next to my wife. After that, I never heard from him again. I don't know, perhaps he's sitting in the casualty somewhere in one of the hospitals. Nevertheless, mashallah, we may say Mubarak to all those, mashallah, that will be getting married. And all those that are married also, inshallah, Allah fill your life with love and with muhabbat, inshallah. And the second is, inshallah, we make a humble appeal that, you know, as was mentioned last week about the collection, alhamdulillah. There was an amazing hadith that I read the other day, that in Jannah there is a branch that is called the branch of generosity. SubhanAllah. There's a tree And that tree is called the tree of generosity. The tree of sakhawa, of sakha. As-sakha in Arabic is generosity. And every person that holds on to that branch inshallah, the more he holds on to it, the more that branch will take him to Jannah, subhanAllah. And how better for us to spend in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where so much good takes place, where so much, alhamdulillah, Quran is being read, namaz is being read, inshallah, renovations will be undertaken very shortly, inshallah. And I always tell my congregation that many of us will be traveling also, inshallah, in this holiday period. Allah take you safely, Allah bring us back safely wherever we are traveling. One of the most potent ways of ensuring safety of our travels is to spend in the path of Allah. Because why? The spending in the path of Allah is our insurance. It is our insurance. Allah looks after us. Allah takes care of us. Allah diverts. There's a rock there in front. But because you gave your charity today, Allah removes that rock from your path. So inshallah, we make a humble appeal. The credit card, the debit card facilities are also available. Inshallah, we all will try. Inshallah. Jazakumullah. Wa akhiru da'wana. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين إنه لا يحب المفسدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله نشاهد فيها هذه الأيام كأن هذه الدنيا ملئت بالظلم والعدوان والفساد والطغيان والإثم والعصيان فكثرت فيها الشرور والفتن وشاءت فيها الهموم والغموم وانتشرت فيها الكره والكهرور فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين وإلى ذلك يشير قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو لم يبق من الدنيا إلا يوما ليبعث الله رجلا منا يملأها عدلا كما ملعت جورا أخرجه الإمام الأحمد عباد الله إن هذه الدنيا وما فيها لفانية وقربت من فنائها وزوالها كما أخرج الإمام أحمد بإسناده عن عوف بن مالك الأشجعي قال أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسلمت عليه فقال عوف فقلت نعم فقال أدخل ففي هذه الحديث الطويل أخبره عن أشراط الساعة وهي ستة أولاهن موته النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والثانية فتح بيت المقدس والثالثة موتان يكون في أمتي يأخذهم مثل قعاس الغنم والرابعة فتنة تكون في أمتي وعظمها والخامسة يفيض المال فيكم حتى إن الرجل ليعطى 100 دينار فيتسخطها والسادسة هدنة تكون بينكم وبين بين الأصفر يعني الروم فيسيرون إليكم على 80 غاية فقلت يعني عوف وما الغاية قال الراية تحت كل غاية 12,000 أو كما قال ففسطاط المسلمين يومئذ في أرض يقال لها الغوطة في مدينة يقال لها الدمش كما روى أبو داود بإسناده من حديث أبي الدرداء أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن فسطاط المسلمين يوم الملحمة بالغوطة إلى جانب مدينة يقال لها الدمش من خير مدائن الشام أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام نصر الله المظلومين وأيد المستضعفين في مكان وحين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم ارضى عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي شام وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من ظلم الظالمين وعدوان المحتلين اللهم التف بإخواننا في فلسطين وفي شام اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى اللهم زدها تعظيما وتكريما وتشريفا اللهم اسكنا غيثا مغيثا منيعا مريعا نافئا غير طال عاجلا غير آجل اللهم اسكي بحيمتك وانشر رحمتك وأحيي بلدك الميتك اللهم أغثنا يا غياث المستغيثين وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وَنَهَى عن المنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Brothers, let us ensure ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Try to fill in the gaps as close as possible. Standing as close as possible next to one another.
Circulated this morning.
Brothers, let's stand as close as possible, inshallah. And the GMA newsletter was also circulated this morning on the GMA groups. Brothers who wish to have access to it, inshallah, can request it on the GMA notice group, inshallah, and also on the website as well. Brothers can see whatever is happening in the masjid. We'll give an idea, inshallah, of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using your blessed money in different ways as well, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى
ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله.
اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم صل على محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وسلم تسليما ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم الف بين قلوب المسلمين واصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم انا نسالك من كل خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم انت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.